Hello, I'm Abby Laurie.
Hi, I'm JT Thacker.
And this is Chatter, podcast by Kainos, a show that talks about some of the interesting topics and ideas we currently have going on within the Kainos project. This is episode number 2, so watch this space for new and upcoming episodes coming soon.
Today here, we're joined by James Ashby, and he will be talking about his transition from a non-product and a non-technical background into becoming a VA at Kainos. James, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm James. I came through the BA Academy, which was the first kind of cohort that I've ever done here at Kainos. That part took place in October 2018.
So James, tell us about your previous experience and what you would do prior to you joining Kainos.
So I don't come from a BA background at all. I came from 5 years experience within the recruitment consultancy industry. So starting off initially as a recruiter, and then moving more into an operations function where I helped create and shape the GDPR policy, reconfigure the CRM internally, and those type of projects.
Oh, wow. Really interesting. So before we talk about what made you want to join into a Kainos as a BA, do you just want to give an overview of what the BA Academy was and how long it was for?
Yeah, so the BA Academy, like I said, it was the first time that Kainos had conducted the BA Academy internally. Or talk to my knowledge. It was 3 weeks. 2 weeks of that was strictly, I guess if you want to call that, classroom based, even though it was very interactive. There were a lot of different exercises with some great internal speakers that actually went through the content. And then 1 week of kind of a mock project, so putting everything into practice that you've learned over the 2 weeks in a very safe environment, and still with some great teachers there to kind of guide us along the way.
Yeah, JT, you were one of the teachers, weren't you?
I was, yeah, teachers.
One of the great teachers James was talking about.
That's why I kept emphasising great, so I thought,
I wasn't one of the teachers.
I would walk out the door and get
scored for the looks by JT as you leave. So
you got the brownie points, James.
Yeah, clearly. So you came, as you said before, from recruitment and you went kind of into the operations and stuff. What was it been like for you your first few days whilst you were actually on the BA Academy?
A mixture, really. I think excitement was the most overwhelming feeling because it was a completely new industry for me. It was a completely new in terms of the type of company that I was working for, etc. I think there was some degree of intimidation to some degree. For my first day of meeting everyone else, I was one of two that came from no BA experience or exposure at all. And there was 10 of us in total on the academy. So 8 of us had anywhere ranging from 1 year of BA or at least technical expertise all the way up to 10 years plus. That was initially, I guess, very kind of overwhelming to think, okay, well, why am I here alongside everyone else? But at the same time, I think Dan Kemp, who organised the BA Academy, very quickly said, look, we realise that not everyone's going to come out of this at the same place, which was really what I needed to hear. I think that's something that you want to drill into everyone throughout the Academy for the 3 weeks. I think in terms of the actual benefit of having individuals from different backgrounds was the fact that we all had different war stories. Even though I don't come from a BA background, there are experiences that I have that no one else would have because they've been dealing with very different types of stakeholders. Equally, those with 1 year plus could actually relate a lot of the content to what they'd experienced, which made it easier for me to understand. So it's really beneficial in that case.
That's really good to hear, because that was one of the things we were trying to do, was make sure that we're not hiring everyone at the same level. What we essentially wanted to do is get some really enthusiastic, smart people like yourself and train them up in the more technical side of being a BA. And the academy was essentially just doing that. And the last week was to give everyone a flavor of what they can expect when you go on the projects, especially because most of our clients are in the public sector. So it was just to give an understanding of what that might look like and how it might be slightly different than potentially the private sector, as some of the BAs would have experienced previously. So it's good to hear that even though it started with that as a thing, which is, I'm not so sure whether I fit into, okay, this sounds quite good and I can potentially probably do it.
Yeah, I think even like I say, there was a lot of war stories that were exchanged, not just from those that were delivering the content, but internally, I think it's fair to say that everyone quickly realised that actually that had a lot of weighting, a lot of benefit, and almost kind of thought, well, actually, I could put my arm around those without the BA experience to actually try and demonstrate, okay, this is how it would work in my previous role, or it might not be different to Kainos, but that actually gave more context to what I would be doing once I kind of flew the nest, so to speak.
So JJ mentioned the third week where it was, I believe, the projects week, right? Where they partake in a practical project. What was that like?
I think at the end of the 2 weeks, at the end of the classroom-based training, there was an air of trepidation. You think, okay, 2 weeks worth of training is intense in terms of the amount of content that needs to be delivered in that time, obviously as a BA, but at the same time coming in on that first Monday of the mock project and actually sitting down and thinking, right, what do we need to deliver in this mock project, what do we need to actually get out of this? Was actually exhilarating, if I'll be honest, because all of a sudden it was very much a case of actually a lot more of this information has been retained than I thought it would have leaving on the previous Friday. There was clear steps given by everyone that was delivering or helping aid the mock project anyway, so it wasn't that we were ever thinking, right, okay, we're out of our depth here. The way that it was structured, so there were 10 of us on the academy, as I mentioned, we're all split into three groups, and they were designed so that there was the right experience against each other. So it wasn't that everyone who'd had the most VA experience was all put into one group. So I was placed with those that had, well, someone who had the most experience and exposure to being a BA, and someone else who had around 2 or 3 years. So it wasn't that we were all in the same boat thinking, right, okay, we're all new to this, what are we going to have to do? It was very much, okay, James, what do you think we should do? Okay, well, actually, this is probably how I would do it in my experience, but let's talk about this. And that's another, underlying theme of the academy was, even though there were people with that type of experience, it wasn't, okay, I'm experienced here, therefore I'm going to railroad the way that we do this. It was very much open, thinking, okay, we've got different people with different experience, let's talk this out. You know, how should we approach this problem set, which is obviously exactly the same as when we got into projects, right?
Absolutely. And then what was it like when you started the project? So in that last week where you had the brief, you probably had some very high-level information from the facilitators. How did you then sort of take that forward in a way that kind of allowing you to apply some of the learnings from the last 2 weeks?
So is this still on the mock project?
Yeah, just on the mock project, yeah.
Good question. I think in terms of the high-level information we were given, we actually weren't given all that much to begin with purposefully, aside from, okay, this is the role that we're going to assume as the facilitators, and this is what we're going to be looking to do each day. There wasn't so much, okay, this is the focus of what outputs you should be getting as much.
You don't get that in a real project anyway.
No, exactly, yeah. So it wasn't spoon-fed to us, which was, like to say, I mean, that's exactly what we need, because the reality is we're not going to get that on, obviously, a real-life project. What we did get was, I guess, guidance along the way as well. So it wasn't at the end of the week, it was an assessment where they said, well, actually, you should have done this X, Y, and Z. And you actually did it a completely different way to how I would have done it personally. It was very much, I guess, kind of hinted if we were struggling, and it wasn't so much of a case of, well, look, you've had 2 weeks worth of training here. What's going on? If we went out to the facilitators and said, well, look, we are at a bit of a crossroads here of how we want to do this, we're thinking this for these reasons, but we're also arguing against ourselves for these, we're not really sure what we should be doing here, then it was almost kind of hinted, well, have you considered whatever variable that may be? And that helped guide us, because that automatically got us thinking, well, actually, yeah, we hadn't considered that. So it wasn't spoon-fed. It did allow us to think on our own merits and justify why we'd done things different ways. And that gave us a lot of freedom as well to take that mock project in the direction we wanted, rather than all coming to the same conclusion. That was another interesting thing, actually, from that mock project, was at the end of each, I guess, kind of day of kind of sessions and workshops, we all came together and explained how we'd done that workshop or that piece of work or output, whatever that may be, and how we've actually demonstrated it. And no two groups came out with the same output or thought process, ultimately, of how they got to that piece of work. So that was interesting to see. And that was, again, because of how the facilitators ran it. It was a really good experience.
Yeah, that was, again, something we were trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Like, when we allow everyone the freedom to apply everything you've learned in the last 2 weeks, rather than just give you the happy path scenario.
Sure.
I know in the mock project, halfway through, we sort of changed a few things as well in terms of what the scenario may look like, or some new information was surfaced on the table, and then you had to think about what that now means to all the work that has already been done, and then do a presentation at the end of it as well. What was that like from the point where that new information was surfaced, or certain things were changed?
The change of scenario. Yeah, I think that was an interesting one. I think there was immediately kind of an air amongst the group of, oh, well, this wasn't what was explained. I think that quickly dissipated, in truth, because, again, that's what happens on projects.
Yeah.
You always get stakeholders tell you one thing, and then all of a sudden, actually, no, I told you this new way. That's always been the way that it's been. So, yeah, I think that was the immediate natural human reaction. Think, well, hang on a minute, that's not what was explained. Mm. But taking a step back and thinking, well, we can't change that. This is ultimately what needs to happen. How can we adjust? That was probably actually, I've not actually forgotten about that, JT. That was probably one of the most valuable. There's obviously many valuable things that I learned on the academy. But that was probably one of the key takeaways for me, was actually stop trying to look at how things have changed or what you can't necessarily influence, but how can you influence it from here?
Yeah.
What's now changed, and what can I now do to make that in my favour and benefit the client and ourselves here at Kainos?
So at the end of the academy, you were then assigned onto a project where you had to work for an actual client rather than a made-up scenario or a made-up client with some very high-level requirements. Do you want to talk about that experience where you were potentially with a more senior BA and where you were learning on the job, and what that was like?
Again, I think very similar to how it was on the mock project. It was great that you've almost, you know, that you've flown the nest, so to speak. But at the same time, it's okay, 3 weeks of training, which were great. Now it's a real world. So I think I went in there on the Monday, and it was great to sit down with the DM and the BA, which was obviously yourself, Abby, and made me feel welcome very quickly. And I'm not just saying that because you're sat next to me, but brought me up to speed very quickly, introduced me to the rest of the team, so it wasn't almost kind of being shoved into a corner and thinking, right, I'm not actually sure who's on the project, I'm not sure if they're ever going to come and introduce themselves, I'm not sure if I'm going to introduce myself, who's going to think, hey, we're not even working together. I think generally, one of the benefits about this project was that they were all Kainos, the majority were, and therefore you had that culture to lean on, that everyone was very welcoming, they wanted to get you up to speed very quickly.
How did you feel about going onto the project? Like, so I think, like, from what JT was saying, right, you've got 3 weeks, you've done this training, you've done a mock kind of project. Did you feel prepared? Did you feel, like, apprehensive? Did you feel overwhelmed? Like, what were your actual mental thoughts?
I think very similar to what I said about actually joining the BA Academy, there was a feeling of preparation because obviously I'd had 3 weeks training. There's a sense of excitement because this was going to be my first live project as a BA. There's a mix of apprehension because even though I'd gone through that training, reality is it was obviously in a very safe environment, and I didn't really know what to expect actually joining a project or what that project really looked like. Even though I'd had an introductory call of what that would look like, obviously it's very different when you go and join. Looking back, and I've been off that project for about 6 weeks now, looking back was reality, just ask as many questions as you can. No one is going to hold that against you, or no one's going to think that you don't necessarily know what you're doing. You're just getting yourself up to speed in reality. And as long as you're not asking the same question 1,000 times, you can ask 1,000 questions as long as they're all different and valuable, and that they add value ultimately in terms of what you're actually outputting. So, yeah, I think that mixture of feelings was was justified. Obviously, you're human, but at the same time, coming out, I think it does probably look a bit unnecessary to think, oh, why was you so worried about going in there and not thinking, you know, you're not going to remember how to write acceptance criteria, for example. When reality was, is, you know, you just ask the question of how it, if it's the way it should be.
Yeah, and that's one of the key things, right? If as a BA, you are asking loads and lots of
why?
Questions.
Why?
Yeah, just why? And Charlene loves to do this. Like, she would always start with a why, and there's like five whys. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Yes, but why are we doing this? I should say, Charlene is a principal at Kainos.
Worthwhile me saying as well was that it wasn't, aside from the BA that I'd gone to shadow and the DM, it wasn't known amongst the rest of the team that I'd come through the BA Academy. I think that's testament to the culture that Kainos have, was that everyone was very welcoming, they were very eager to get me up to speed, as if I'd been in the industry, you know, 5-10 years. So that was something that was also very kind of noticeable, was that individuals were very eager to get you up to speed quickly.
Yeah, that's great. Good. Thank you. And what's kind of the next for you? So you said you're off this project for about 6 weeks now, did you say?
Yes, so around 4 to 6 weeks. I've been on my new project now for that time since I've left, which is a discovery, which is something that I was very excited to be a part of, because it's something that you'll learn a lot of, shall I say, during the academy, is how to actually get the outputs for a discovery phase.
Yeah.
So I've been on that for 4 weeks. It's good, it's an exciting project. Yeah, obviously see how that goes into the next phases.
When you came out of you went into the BA Academy, you went into an actual live project. How long was you on the project for initially, after the Academy?
So from the last week of October till mid of January, so 2 months.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And then what happened? Did you have to come back and did you graduate? What was the next steps after being on the live project?
So I was told that I was going to be moving project whilst I was still on the previous project prior to that. We then had kind of catch-ups with Dan Kemp, who I'd say arranged the BA Academy. He talked through how things were going, how I've been finding things, obviously any feedback that he'd heard as well, and almost kind of putting a plan together, okay, how can we kind of address those?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of talked through effectively kind of a following catch-up. So we do have a business analyst academy catch up on the 21st of March, which will be the first time that we've all been together as a group, strictly as a BA Academy perspective. We've obviously had a few catch ups where we've been out to Belfast for the consulting away day. We've obviously got the kickoff coming up as well, which will also be good to see everyone. So yeah, we're going to be exchanging experiences, what projects we've been working on, what we've learned, what we found different from the BA Academy, because we all obviously know that the theoretical side is very easy to learn in terms of how straightforward it can seem, but obviously the reality of that's very different. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everyone else has obviously learned kind of as they've been going as well.
And if someone, like, if you were to summarise your whole experience so far, and someone was asking you, like, so, James, like, I'm thinking of doing a BA Academy, like, I'm thinking of doing it with Kainos, what would you say to them?
Do it. Yeah, I've probably been pushing all my friends to go down the BA route since probably. So I've already had a few friends that were BAs and had kind of nudged me to say, look, you should look at this. And that was one of the key reasons as well, amongst others, why I decided to start applying and came across, obviously, Kainos. But yeah, I think if you've got that process-driven mentality and you like to think on your feet and you like to deal with different stakeholders daily, and I know it sounds cliche, but don't want to have the same day to work every day, then I haven't been in a more exciting role for that reason.
Yeah. No 2 days are the same, as they say.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
James, yeah, thank you very much for this. Very much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks a lot, James. This was really interesting. And if anyone's got any further questions that they would like to ask or just want to inquire more about the BA Academy, then do get in touch with us or Dan Kemp.
The chatter team is JT Tekka, V Rizazi, and Olivia Sharp. I'm Abby Ulori. If you have any questions or you want to get in contact with us, please send us an email at marketing@kainos.com. Chatter, a podcast from Kainos.